Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech des Erevin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei. This man has a problem. Now, we've already explained, I'm in my city. Or I'm in my house. If you're in your city, the 2,000 amos starts on the edge of the city. If I'm in a house alone, I'm not part of the city, it starts from the edge of my, where I live. But we're not going to get into that exactly where the air starts. But wherever I am, somebody comes to me and says, you know, there may be enemies coming from the east. We may have to run to the west. I would rather not have to be over the Tchum Shabbos. Let's go put an Erev to the west. This way, if I have to run more than 2,000 amos to the west, I have an Erev. I can run up to 4,000 amos without violating the Tchum. Of course, if it's Safek Nefashes, my life is in danger, then I could keep running as much as I have to. But I'd rather not be Mechal Shabbos. And somebody else comes along and says, but how do you know the enemies are coming from the east? And you're going to have to run to the west. Maybe the enemies are coming from the west and you have to run to the east. And then maybe they're going to come running from both directions, from the east and from the west. And I'll have to say, Rabbi Hashem, help me. Let me decide now which way to run. And someone else comes and says, maybe they're not going to come at all. If they're not going to come at all, I'd rather not have any Erev go into effect. Because remember what we learned? If I have an Erev to the east going into effect, that means I can go 2,000 amos to that Erev, and from that Erev another 2,000 amos, if it's exactly in the middle. But I can't go at all to the west, because officially I'm living at the edge of the Tchum. And if I have an Erev that goes into effect to the west, I can't go at all, not even anything, to the east. So I only want to have this in case I have to run from the enemies, but if they don't come at all, I want to be like my town, like everyone else in my town. I want to have 2,000 amos in all directions. So in other words, you want to have the possibility of maybe running to the west if the enemies come from the east. B, you want to have the possibility of running to the east in case the enemies come from the west. And C, I want to have the options of deciding right then and there which way to go in case the enemies come from both sides. And D, Hashem will accept our tefillahs. Maybe no enemies will come at all. And I want to be like the people of my city. I don't want to have any Erev going into effect because I want to have my 2,000 amos in all directions. And the same is true, let's say, we're not dealing with enemies, but we're dealing with a chacham is coming to give a shir. I don't know which direction I'm going to have to go. So what I would like to do is, before Shabbos, I want to place two Erevs. One, let's say, 2,000 amos to the east, the other 2,000 amos to the west, and I say, I don't know which one, I want to go into effect. I want to make a condition. I'm putting these Erevs down conditionally. That if the enemies come running from the east, oh, the one that I put down to the west should work. If the enemies come running from the west, the one I put down to the east should work. And if they don't come at all, I don't want any of them to work. Can I do this? Can I set up both Erevins and then say it's all conditional? Well, our Mishnah says yes. Masna Adam. A person may attach a condition, al Eruvai, in regard to his Erev. The Oimrin, he can say as follows. Imbo Oivde Kechavim, literally it means the idol worshippers, but it's a way of the Mishnah saying, though he's scared, people are going to come to attack him. If they're going to come in a Mizrach from the east, a Ruvi Lamarev, then my Erev is to the west. The one I put to the west, I want that one to work. That's the one I had in mind. Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashos. Then I'm Arev. If they're coming from the west, Eruvi LeMizrach. Then it's the Erev that I put to the east. I want that Erev to work. I want to be able to run at least 4,000 amos to the east and to be within the Tchum. Imbo Mikan or Mikan. Let's say they're coming from both directions. Oh no. Let me decide where I would rather run. Salamakim She'etze Eilech. I want to be able to choose which way I want to go. You know, maybe I have a better chance of escaping. Maybe I'd rather these enemies than those enemies. Whatever his cheshbon is, he wants to be able to have the choice. Loibo, loimikam, loimikam. If they don't come from either directions, the whole thing was just a pachad. Or we got together, we said tilim, and now there's no more enemies. Hashem accepted our tefillahs. I want to be able to say, Hareini kibnairi, I'm just like the people of my city. I have 2,000 amis in all directions. I don't want to lose anything. I don't want any Erev to go into effect. Zak the Mishnah, if you want, you can do this. Now, the reason I can do this is because there is a concept called Breira. Breira means that I find out later what I would have picked had I known this information, but it's as if I picked it from before. Because remember, you have to make the decision, Bein HaShmashais. Okay, so when I find out later, I know now which decision I made, Bein HaShmashais. This could work. Another example of this would be, Imbach Chacham in a Mizrach, a Talmud Chacham is coming from the east, outside of the Tchum of my city. Ah, Ruvi LeMizrach, I want the Erev to the east. Min HaMarev. What, he may be coming from the west? Ruvi LeMarev, I want the Erev to the west. Bo Lekan Olekan? If there are two Talmid Chachamim coming, one from the east, one from the west, I know I can't have both, but L'makim She'etze Eilach, I want to be able to choose where I want to go. Lo Lekan V'lo Lekan, if the whole thing was a mistake, and there's no Talmid Chacham coming from the east and not from the west, Hareini Kibnei Imi, I want to be like the people of my city. I don't want any Erev to go into effect, because I want to be able to have my 2,000 Amis in all directions. And if the Erev goes into effect, I have from where I am to the Erev, and from there 2,000 Amis, but I lose it the other way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now here Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of the Talmid Chachamim that are coming was his Rabbi, Hoylechetzel Rabbi. Then you go to the side where your Rebbe is coming. Because we're assessing now, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, of course, he would have wanted to have gone to the side where his Rebbe is. Let's say both Talmid Chacham are his Rebbeim. So l'makim sheyirtzi eilach. He goes to where he chooses. Now l'maisa the Batanura says that the Eilach is not like Rebbe Yehuda. Batanura says there are times where a person feels that now he has to learn b'chavrusa, he has to learn with his chaver. More so in this particular situation than his Rebbe. So even if two Talmid Chacham are coming, one is his Chaver and the other is his Rebbe, we don't say automatically that it clicks into the side of his Rebbe. Quickly, chazring over what we learned in this Mishnah, we learned a person can make two Erevs and put them down conditionally. He can say, if I have to run to the west, I want the west one to work. If I have to run to the east, I want the east one to work. If at the end the Talmid Chacham are coming from both sides, I want to have the choice at that time. Now, if they don't come at all, I don't want any Erev to work. I want to be like the people of my city. And the same is true for a Talmud Chacham. If he's coming from the east, I want my Erev to the east to work. If he's coming from the west, I want my Erev to the west to work. And if two Talmud Chacham are coming, I want to be able to choose. And if they don't come at all, I want to be like the people of my city and have my full 2,000 Amis in all directions. Rabbi Yehuda says if one of them was his Rebbe, it automatically clicks the Erev that was to the side of his Rebbe clicks in. If they were both his Rebbeim, so then he has a choice. And the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.